This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning is in full swing for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase polling in Haryana. Polling in Jammu and Kashmir in the final phase will be held for 40 assembly constituencies on Tuesday. Leaders of various political parties are holding rallies and road shows to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Jammu tomorrow. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address two rallies in Ramgarh and Chamb sectors today. Party leader Priyanka Gandhi will address rallies in the Union Territory tomorrow. In Haryana, polling for the 90 assembly seats will be held on the 5th of October. Poll campaign in the state has also intensified. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed a rally in Rewari today. He reiterated BJP's commitment to reservation for backward classes. Mr. Shah will also address a rally in Ladwa, town of Kurukshetra district today. On the other hand, Congress leader and former Chief Minister Bhupendra Hooda will hold a public meeting in Thanesar of Kurukshetra district this evening. Another party leader, Kumari Shelja, will also address public meetings in Goriwala and Dabwali in Kherpur village of Sirsa. The leaders of the Aam Aadmi Party and other regional parties are also canvassing aggressively for their candidates. The National Investigation Agency NIA conducted searches at multiple locations in the Rajouri and Riyasi districts of Jammu Division as part of its investigation into the terror attack on a bus in June this year. The bus was carrying pilgrims returning from the Shiv Khori temple in Riyasi district when it was attacked by terrorists. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that multiple NIA teams have been conducting searches since this morning. Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav today said the ministry is committed to the welfare of the people. Briefing media in New Delhi on the achievements of his ministry in the last 100 days, Mr. Jadhav said the ministry signed a donor agreement with the WHO to improve the integration of Ayush systems into the global healthcare system. The minister also highlighted the MOU with Vietnam on medicinal plans to advance traditional medicine practices worldwide. An MOU has also been signed with Malaysia to promote research, knowledge exchange and the creation of Ayurvedic treatment regimens. Mr. Jadhav said that his ministry convened a review meeting to incorporate Ayurvedic packages under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana to incorporate Ayush treatment into mainstream health care. Shigeru Ishiba is set to become the next Prime Minister of Japan after winning the Liberal Democratic Party's leadership elections today. The former Defence Minister emerged victorious with 215 votes in the contest against hardline nationalist Sane Takaichi, who secured 194 votes. This was one of the most unpredictable leadership elections in decades, with a record of 9 candidates vying for the position. 67-year-old Ishiba will assume office as the next Prime Minister once Parliament convenes next month. The push to replace current Prime Minister Fumio Kishida began in August, following his announcement to step down amid a series of scandals that drove the party's approval ratings to record lows. Israel has intensified its military operations against armed group Hezbollah in Lebanon. Health Ministry of Lebanon reports that nearly 700 people have lost their lives in Israeli strikes so far since it began on Monday. The Israeli military claims to be focusing on Hezbollah's military capacities and senior commanders, but the rising civilian death toll has sparked international concern. According to the International Organization for Migration, the conflict has forced over 2 lakh people to flee their homes in Lebanon. Heavy rains disrupted normal life in Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Maharashtra. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 5 persons have lost their lives in rain-related incidents. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath held a meeting of senior officials this morning and asked them to remain alert in view of the torrential rain since last night. Several districts of central Purvanchal and Tarai regions of the state are witnessing heavy rainfall since yesterday. In cricket, Bangladesh were 107 for 3 in the first innings against India on day 1 of the second and final test match in Kanpur, when stumps were drawn this afternoon due to heavy rain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.